Vamos, 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 vamos adelante, para que salgamos en la lucha avante, porque nuestra patria grita y necesita todos los esfuerzos de los zapatistas.
On Friday, April 10th, as part of a National Day of Action in solidarity with the people of Chiapas, 200 people demonstrated in front of the Mexican consulate in downtown Los Angeles. Paper crosses with the names of some of the victims of government violence were attached to the fence surrounding the consulate. Two demonstrators were arrested by the police. One local activist, Ted Robertson, was detained, according to Los Angeles police, who refused to give our reporter a reason.
Excuse me. Could you tell me why that man was arrested?
I can't talk to you right now.
You can't?
No.
You can't give me a reason why he was arrested?
He's not arrested right now. He's just being detained.
Is he being detained? Could you give me the reason?
I told already. I can't tell you anymore.
Witnesses said several people had been pushed against the police officers by the crowd, and police pushed back. Organizers were asking for witnesses.
We're going to need as many of you that witnessed the so-called altercation with the police to give us your name and a contact number. We're going to need witnesses. I'm sure all of you saw that there was nothing happened. This officer aggravated it and pushed our friend away. We have it on video. Plus, we have you as witnesses.
Crystal Echohawk of the National Committee for Democracy in Mexico spoke to the crowd, reporting on a meeting with a Mexican consul general which she had just attended. 10,000 petitions were presented demanding that the Mexican government discontinue military and paramilitary activities against the indigenous population of Chiapas. She also stressed the universality of the Zapatista struggle.
We've been upstairs having a little meeting with Mr. Pescador, the consul general. From what I understand, two of our people have been arrested, and they're being taken down to jail right now. They're going to be processed. Apparently that's going to take about 3 hours. So we're going to regroup here and we're going to deal with it. So we really need your support. But we first off want to thank you for coming down. We cannot even come out here today to express our anger and our sadness about what is going on down in Chiapas. It's that today we are confronted with the same levels of militarization. We are the same voiceless. We are the same faceless as the Zapatistas right now. And as the Zapatistas face 70,000 Mexican troops and paramilitary groups, we are faced with the LAPD! When are we going to say enough? Today, we met with Senor Pescador. He tells us that they have no intention of taking any sort of military solution within Chiapas. But I find this kind of surprising considering there's 70,000 Mexican troops still in Chiapas and that every day the conditions grow worse. That right now there are 16,000 refugees with little more than a tortilla a day to eat. That paramilitary groups are still able to act with impunity and still murder people. And Mr. Pescador and his government can tell us that they want peace. These are lies. These are all lies. He happily and readily admitted to us that the government is now negotiating an accord on indigenous rights that is going to be decided within Congress. And when we asked him, where are the indigenous peoples within this process? Where is their voice about agreements that directly affect them? He had nothing to say to us. He had nothing to say about the levels of militarization or the continuing climate of terror and death that not only is in Chiapas, but it's spreading throughout all of Mexico. He had nothing to say to us. Nothing except for to blame the Zapatistas. Blame the Zapatistas for everything. It is their fault that there are no peace negotiations. And he shrugged and he smiled at our more than 10,000 petitions that we submitted him today that represent our voices, that say enough. And Mr. Pescador criticized us for meddling in the affairs of the Mexican government because he said we have more than enough problems with the Chicanos and Mexicanos here. But we are not the ones with the problem. He is right. There is a war going on here, and we need to be concerned about it. This is intolerable, this level of repression. And you magnify that about 5,000% in Chiapas, and we now know why we can call the Zapatistas our brothers and sisters. I want to share with you very briefly. Yesterday, Cecilia Rodriguez, the representative of the Zapatistas, was in Boulder, Colorado, at a conference on world affairs. About 2 months ago, the Mexican consulate had contacted us saying that they wished to send a representative down to debate Cecilia. Yesterday, when Cecilia arrived to debate this representative from the consulate in Denver, she instead found the chief of advisors to the Interior Ministry of Mexico. He is one of La Bastida's aides. He is one of their top advisors to the Mexican government. He was flown in last minute from Mexico City. And do you know why? Because they are scared. They are scared. They are terrified about their image here in the United States. And as Mr. Pescador up there pointed out, what about U.S. involvement in this? What about our responsibility? And we need to understand the cross, the burden that we bear on our backs to do something about this war, because it is our policies, not our policies, excuse me, it's this government's policies that are perpetuating this war in Chiapas through NAFTA, through U.S. military aid, and it's not going to stop. If we leave that up to our government and the Mexican government, it's not going to stop. The only alternative they offer the indigenous is either death or to go work in a Nestle's factory or to go work in some other factory. The World Bank and a couple other organizations are talking about building in Chiapas right now. We need to put a stop to this, and we need to understand that this circle of resistance that we have right now, it might seem broken because of what these people have done to us today, but it's not, and this circle is only going to grow bigger. If we look inside ourselves and we understand our history, we understand the struggles that have come before us, we understand what Zapata lived and fought for and died for. That is the kernel that we have on our side. And we might seem like a handful right now, but we are going to continue to grow. And we need to grow because we are number one responsibility is to ensure that the Zapatistas can continue on and they can struggle side by side with us. But we also have responsibility to ourselves and our barrios and our neighborhoods here in Los Angeles and across the United States to challenge this monster and this beast that continues to devour us all, and it will continue to. Do not doubt that for a minute unless we do something. Unless we do something against this and we do something against those policies that we have no say in. So I ask you to please hang in there, please stay involved. It's not about just organizing more demonstrations, it's about organizing ourselves and our communities. That's the only thing that's going to stop this. Not blocking the street, not coming back to the consulate and talking to Mr. Pescador, because we know we're only going to be met with lies. It's about us believing in ourselves and learning how to talk to one another, that we're going to defeat this monster, that we're going to keep the Zapatistas alive and we're going to keep our communities alive, and we will once again be able to walk our streets and be able to say what we want to say. So I ask you, please, keep fighting. Thank you.
This report was prepared by Sean Ewald and Lynn Gary for the Grassroots News Network and Radio Clandestina in Los Angeles.
Go!